This is CliffCentral.com.
I like the version that Ben did yesterday for us. He and Sia sang this theme song. It was very, very nice, Ben. I have to give you 100 points out of 100.
Thanks, Gareth. That's a good life. I realized that when I was hosting the show and you're away at a different computer.
Yeah.
I looked down. I couldn't find the folder with the music in this one.
It was very entertaining. I mean, I love... Yeah, that's real creativity. You hear a lot of millennials talking about being creative. They'd all freak out. Oh my God, my computer's not here. I can't do anything. Let's just play some music. Real creative people come up with a plan. You know, they say necessity breeds creativity. You're an example of that.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, Sia had to take his sister to the hospital. You know, the pregnant sister. Apparently, she's got some pains and things. So that happens when you're pregnant, and Sia has to be the brother who has to look after these things. Sia's got to, he's got to act like a man, take her to the hospital. But I'm sure everything's okay. He'll fill us in.
You can act like a man.
Yes,
he is. I can just tell you right now, Sia's probably in more pain than his sister.
Well,
because you know he appropriates that kind of stuff very well.
He's not the guy you need in a crisis. I totally
and he will admit this straight away.
I have a lot of respect for Sia. He's super smart. He is. He's got a high EQ. He's got a high intelligence. He's very able. He's more than most people. He's got a capacity for handling a lot of things, but stress and
I think female stress in particular he sides with. Right now, he is more of a handful to the doctor than his sister is.
Oh, for sure. Now they're going to sedate Sia, and then they'll deal with the sister. Anyway, yeah, I hope you're off to a good start this Friday morning. A lot of people are getting ready for the first spring weekend. Isn't that nice?
Oh, hugely exciting.
You know, it irritates you when I talk about calendars and days and things, but really, I get excited for some stupid reason about September, October, November, December, and January. They are the best months of the year, and they're all ahead of us now. We've got all of it to look forward to.
Gareth, it's because we've escaped survival mode.
Oh, I love it. Like, winter is so shit.
The dead of winter at this time of day, it's survival mode.
So I get so annoyed. I see this headline on stupid ENCA, and you know, we've got a bunch of TVs here that are on Sky News and ENCA and CNN. ENCA says, looting is blamed on poverty, which is such... That is my worst thing in the world. It's that... I call it the bigotry, the soft bigotry of low expectations. What you're saying is that because people are poor, they will steal.
That's all they can amount to.
Yeah, you're saying that poor people are just, they're thieves because they're poor, which is so goddamn disrespectful. It is such collectivist thinking. It makes me mad. To me, that is, you're excusing them. It's never poor people who say that. If you ask a poor person about whether they think it's right to steal. Any poor person anywhere, and even if the... I'm not talking about these guys who... Obviously, we're talking about these xenophobic attacks that are happening in Soweto at the moment. You ask the people of Soweto who are living in shacks or they're living in small houses, you say to them, do you think it's right to steal? None of them are going to go, sure, if you're poor enough, steal. They know that's wrong. Don't you dare get some fucking middle-class dickwad in there who spent too much time at university and never had a job. And you get them to sit down and go, well, you know, the poor, as if they know everybody who's poor. Yeah. The poor steal when they're, you know, because they're poor. How dare you make moral judgments on behalf of an entire class of people? I know loads of poor people who would never steal. What a thing to say.
ENCA, you got to hand it to them for comedy, though. They've got this great billboard near where I live, and it says, facts over feelings.
Well, that's exactly untrue. That is exactly untrue.
That is their actual billboard, facts over feelings.
It's outrageous.
So obviously they got a dyslexic copywriter.
You know, yeah, feelings over facts is what it's like. And this is the, you know, the only reason that that channel has survived, because they've got no money. I mean, they really are running on the bones of their ass. Mm. Is because they are the only news network left. And they're pretty much being bankrolled by the investors into staying afloat. I don't know a lot of people who watch it because they want credible news. They're steadily becoming our fake news CNN, I'm telling you. And it's not saying too much. Sure. I got into a tirade there. I wasn't expecting to do that.
Yeah, we should probably change this channel. We should probably just have cartoons on or something.
We should get into a good mood. Anyway, so I hope you are in a good mood this morning. I've explained why Sia's not here, but Nola's here, and Ben is here, and we're ready to take you into your morning and make it better for you. There's lots to talk about this morning. There's lots of good stuff in the news. Hey, Nola.
Sup, G?
Nola comes in here with a this downcast, irritated look on her face, and I said to her, what's wrong? And she's very, you know, I haven't known you a long time, but one thing I liked about you from the start is you laugh a lot. And I just like people who have a very, you know, humorous outlook on life, because it's ridiculous. Life is kind of ridiculous. And you said you've got a wisdom tooth problem. You've got one is coming out and the other one is there. You can feel it.
It's halfway out already.
Oh my God, it's the houses. So I was explaining to Nola, trying to make her feel better, that it's quite a simple operation. And you only really need a day or two afterwards to recover. It's not that bad, right? Have you had a wisdom tooth op? Because I had.
Thankfully not. My brother, who had like the worst teeth in the family, my oldest brother, he's had gone through the ringer and all this stuff. Yeah, well, you look like Lewis Litt from Suits for a bit, and then it all goes all right after that.
Just the thought of having someone dig into my gums is making me lose weight. Yeah. I've lost 2 kilos already.
Well, you must try not use the word dig, because you will mentally,
but
that's going to scar
what
you.
It is.
No, you're right.
You know what they used to do in the old days, huh? Ask your mother, if you've got a grandmother who's still alive, ask her what they used to do if someone had a sore tooth. They'd just pull it out with pliers. No anesthetic, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm. Teeth used to be the reason people were most afraid. It wasn't lions or being murdered in war.
Or the plague.
Yeah, no, it was teeth. They were like, no, not my teeth. Please don't pull my teeth out with pliers, because that's what people used to do.
Do you know what's funny? When you say that, I'm always laughing about stuff. Mm. My boyfriend calls me a sadist.
Yeah, I mean, the first time that I really heard about you was when a colleague of mine said that you had just lost your job.
Yeah.
And you were laughing because you thought it was hilarious. Now, it is kind of a little bit sick in the head. You know, most people are miserable when they've just lost their job. They're like, God, I've got nothing to do now. I've got no money.
They really were. And I'm
and
just
Nola's,
like,
Nola's having a cigarette and laughing her backside off.
Because it's beyond my control. What am I going to do? Well, what do I have to be miserable about?
But that's why I don't think you're a sadist. I think you're quite healthy. Like, a lot of people get stuck. There are situations you can't do anything about. And then they get frustrated. For what? You know, all you're going to do is make yourself crazy.
Exactly.
There are things, and let me tell you this now. Let me try and be the kind of guy I want to be rather than the guy I am. Whatever you're going through right now, and I mean this for everybody, if you're listening to me right now and you've got shit going down in your life, it's just raining down all around you like a shit rainstorm. And maybe it's got to do with health. Maybe it's got to do, like Nolo's teeth, you know, maybe it's got to do with money and you just can't afford anything anymore because it's all got out of control and you owe more money than you ever have. And, you know, this happens. Maybe it's got to do with your relationships. Maybe you're just fighting nonstop with a person who you thought you loved. Maybe you've got family issues. Maybe you've got, I don't know, maybe you've got something really terrifying happen, like someone's trying to blackmail you, or because, you know, this shit goes down. Whatever you are going through right now, if it's within your control, by all means, take some time to worry about it. Try to figure a way out. Be a responsible person, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to tell you what to do to solve your problems. I don't know. You know it better than anyone else. But if it isn't within your control, if it's not something you can do anything about, stop worrying about it. That stuff will kill you.
Yeah. No, you're right, Gareth.
That stress, you know, that they've monitored people. Stress is a massive, massive influence on whether or not people live and how long they live and whether they live happily or not. There are things going on in the world that are just impossible to understand. And some of them are not your problem. Some of them, you're affected by it, but it's not your fault and it's not your problem. Don't worry about it. Please promise me you'll do that just today.
I was thinking about this because after watching that Limpopo University where the students walked out because the exam was too hard, like that was
and
one of the.
Sia said yesterday on the show it was an educational philosophy class. Now, if your educational philosophy is to get up and walk out of a class, you have no educational philosophy, you dummies.
But there's just something about adversity, and again, this goes back to day one. Something about adversity and challenges. Like, for me personally, this last winter has been one of the biggest kick in the nuts I've had in a while. Like, I felt despondent, and I felt like my life wasn't kind of going in the right spaces. And you look at it and go, this is exactly what gets you into the right spaces. If I were to sit and everything was going to be just okay and everything, my life would be, I would be useless at 40. But you go through these things, and this is almost like what makes you a man. This is almost what actually gets you into a position where you can be successful. So,
or a woman.
So, you know,
they're both strong.
You can act like a man.
And then we also talk about depression a lot on this show. And I think it was you that had the stat the other day. Only 20% is actually...
No, it's less, 10.
So 10.
That's like, what they said. Yeah, this person. It's secondhand info, but yeah.
So let's just call it 10%. It's kind of like part of your DNA. You can't... There's no behavioral stuff here. It's just you. You are depressed.
Yeah.
But people are so sick.
But I think a lot of it's got to do... And again, I'm not downplaying depression and what people are going through. But a lot of the time is that we feel this woe to me kind of thing. It's like, oh, this is so unfair. Meanwhile, this is actually... This is actually what makes you stronger.
Yes.
This is the actual building block to success.
Right.
So if anything, you should try somehow invert this and go, okay, this sucks. This is hard, but cool. What an opportunity. This is the very thing that's going to make me the success I want to be.
Soft people, soft outcome.
Yeah.
And trust me, whether it is any of those things that we went through, your health, your money, your relationships, your
permanent,
your career, your life purpose, whatever it is that you feel you're wrestling with at the moment, this is the... When you're feeling at your shittest and you're feeling the most down and you think, you look around and you think everybody else's life is better than mine, that's probably the moment that you have the opportunity to seize some greatness.
Sure.
Because it's not going to happen when everything's comfortable. You know, you look at people, great people who've done great things in their lives. They've failed hard.
Yeah.
And they've fallen and they've had a tough time because none of them have had it easy. You look at these soft losers who have come out of a situation where they've got everything provided for them. Their parents have told them they're brilliant, even though they're not. They've got hugs every day. They got a lunchbox at school with all kinds of nice things in it. They didn't really have to bring home the marks because their parents wouldn't be judgmental if they didn't bring back good marks. They expected a job. They got a job in the family business. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
These are not people who make a difference to society.
Or to try emulate.
No.
Or to be envious of.
There we go. Spot on. So there we are. Good point from Ben. Good point from Nola. See, we're off to the flying start. I hope we would be.
When in doubt, if you see Nola's looking a bit low, give her half an hour because she arrives with like a gallon of energy drink as well.
A gallon of energy drink. This morning, she's got, look at that. She's got a tin that's about 1.8 liters of energy drink.
She has
to lift it with two hands.
She has a tin the size of her forearm full of taurine.
A whole 1.8 liters.
That's easily 1.8 liters. It's like those big gym water bottles that the big oaks bring to the gym. You know those ones that's like a canister? Have you seen those things? Yeah. These guys pitch up at gym. I was at gym yesterday afternoon, and I think I hurt my shoulder or something. I've got this knot in my shoulder because I did something stupid. This guy arrives. He puts his... He's got a wife beater, and he's got these short shorts on, and those terrible shoes with the toes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, you can't, those terrible shoes with the toes? You can't do all of that plus the toe shoes.
I couldn't believe it. I'll never go to that gym again. I go to different ones sometimes. I'm never going to that one again. And he's got this huge canister of water. It must hold like 5 liters or something.
Yeah, it has
like,
to. Yeah.
You really need to carry that around. There's a tap. There's a drinking fountain right there. You need to carry around 5 liters rather than walk to the tap.
Mm.
What's going on with you? Nolo comes in here with 1.8 liters of energy drink. Listen to her. She's guzzling it. There we go. Oh, Gord would love that noise. By the way, I heard your ASMR thing yesterday.
How creepy.
Because I was going to actually talk about this, and Sia pipped me to the post, which I think is amazing. But have you seen the number of views these people have?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But the fact that it just goes, I can get the whole sound thing because it's almost fetish-like. But doing an interview where you're just whispering, that's just creepy.
Well, have you heard the one who, there's a guy who arrests you? For speeding? No, listen to this. This is outrageously stupid, but give it a second, because there are obviously 12.4 million people have watched this dumbass. Listen to this. Listen to this guy. He's pretending to knock on the window.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you roll down your window, please?
That's the dumbest thing.
Thank you. How are you doing this afternoon? Do you know why I pulled you over? License and registration.
I feel like I've just been kidnapped.
And insurance, please.
I feel like I've been kidnapped and put in someone's basement.
Yeah,
this is how you wake up.
I don't know what has motivated this sudden thing. And I don't know if I have ever had an ASMR response to anything. An autonomic, what is it? Whatever. It's just very odd. Very, very odd that people would get into this like they are in their numbers. You know, here you've got people, truly talented people who write a song, for example. It's a 3-minute song and it becomes their life's work. They work on that melody. They the instruments are arranged. Lyrics are written. It's a great song that people all over the world sing. And they might get 40 million hits on YouTube. A big song could get 40 million hits. It's like, wow, that's a success. These douchebags who are doing this ASMR stuff are getting millions of hits. You know what that proves to you? You don't have to be talented or brilliant to get hits on YouTube. And anyone who thinks that hit numbers on YouTube are an indication of your brilliance, your genius, the value of your product, you've lost your mind. There is no way that this has any value or relevance at all. To anyone. This is for weird guys who can't get laid and people who have intimacy issues and people who are just social misfits. To listen to this dude, if you're lying in bed with this playing on YouTube and this is giving you I don't know, some kind of response, that whether it's physical or emotional or whatever, you need your head read. You need to go and see a shrink. Seriously, this kind of, this weird sort of, I don't know what he is. He's like this strange looking dude. He's pretending to be a police officer. He's got the uniform on and everything.
One of these is your CPR.
And he whispers to you, but he's got this like sort of slightly gay accent-y thing going on. I don't know what the story is there, and maybe it's for guys, this one, and not for girls. But I'm totally confused. Well, when is the planet finished? When do we finish? Does Earth end? Because it's time.
Let's wait for ENCA, because you know the facts over feelings. Maybe they've got that fact.
They probably got, this guy's a presenter next week Thursday.
Permit. I'm not going to need that.
Listen to this. He's pretending to be a police officer. It's like, this is like an amateur audition for a part in a soap opera by someone who will never get the part because they're no good at playing the part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how bad it is. But somehow, this guy has more YouTube followers than Mick Jagger. Somehow. Don't tell me that he's more talented than Mick Jagger.
But after yesterday, I was thinking about this. You know, as humans, we're wired in a certain way. There's certain things that we like and we can't help it. I just think that they've found a way of tapping into something. Like, some people like baby talk.
Sure. You know,
like, that's the thing. Some people like that whole whispering kind of thing. That's an actual thing that people from all walks of life are into. So this is just tapping into one of our many strange sort of quirks as humans. Like, I think it's weird. I listen to this and I get a bit freaked out. But that's just me. There could be people right now saying, shut up, play more of this guy, play more of this guy.
This is a woman called Sleepy Sparkles. She gives you a head massage, brushes your hair, and then this is her scratching your head.
See, that just sounds practical.
She's like, I'm just going to scratch your head. And you're meant to get really excited about that. Oh, by the way, because it's Friday, it's Experience Fridays, we're going to be doing coffee this morning.
Oh, Nola's got 1.8 liters of energy drink and coffee.
She's going to be bouncing off the walls. Wisdom tooth or not.
Shush, man.
If you take your own wisdom tooth out at the end of the show.
I'm excited about this. So we've got some experts coming in where it comes to coffee.
Oh, wow. And someone actually just arrived with like machines and things.
Yes, and all kinds of fancy coffees from all over the world.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. So we're going to need to get everything ready for that in the second hour of the show this morning. We'll take your calls. You know what to do. You can give us a call right now, 0861-555-189. And you can also send us a message if you'd like to on WhatsApp, 0797482090. Someone says, Earth can end right now. I was trash at our work function last night. Lord help my headache, says Anushka.
Anushka's got an interesting life. She does some fantastic things.
Disaster. Jennifer says, everybody has a woe unto me story, but we all have to take 5 minutes to breathe and pick yourself up and keep on moving.
True.
That's Jennifer.
That's Jennifer. She's also very smart. She makes a lot of smart comments.
Keep calm and carry on. Andile saying he's loving the show. Thank you, Andile. And someone called Pantfold saying you have to listen to the latest Renegade Report with Valdemar Pelser. Great show, guys.
Which character was he from Harry Potter?
Valdemar Pelser is not the one we do not speak of. He's the editor of Report, and he has a show on CakeNet.
Okay.
It's cool. He's actually a smart dude.
That would make more sense for the Renegade Report to interview him than a Harry Potter character.
Yeah, we should get him in here for the Burning Platform next week or the week after or whatever.
Oh, Burning Platform guy yesterday was good.
Yeah.
Mike spoke well.
Very good.
Very interesting guy.
Okay, I've got a whole lot of things I want to play for you this morning. There's a comedian who quit live on stage, quit the comedy business. Then there's a song that I know you're going to absolutely hate, and the new word for vagina, which we'll discover today. All of those things and more. Aren't you excited?
But there's already 17,000 words for vagina.
Oh, you have no idea. They're going to be even more. And you know what? It didn't even take long. This word, this term, is only a few days old, and already people have started to use it as a pejorative. So it didn't take long for everybody to start being, you know, as disparaging about that word as they are about every other piece of genitalia. You know, if you call someone a cock or a pussy, or you know how it goes. Now they've already started using this one. So I'm not going to spoil it for you, but that's what you've got to look forward to. All right. First of all, let's take some stories in the news and have a look here. First of all, Judy Dlamini, that's a businesswoman. She's a leading businesswoman in South Africa. Says women must work 3 times harder than men to prove themselves in the existing patriarchal society. I don't know if she's a scientist and she's done the study and she's figured out that it's exactly 3 times harder, but that sounds like a made-up statistic to me.
It also sounds like she's trying to put women to work. That's how I take that.
Well, almost like she...
She sounds like a bit of a slave driver.
Yeah. So Judy Dlamini, don't take her advice, ladies. You shouldn't have to work 3 times harder. And this whole idea of patriarchal society is bullshit. If you look at university graduates in South Africa, 60 to 65% of them are women. That means men are probably going to be doing menial labor and men will be doing the skills stuff. And of course, there will be a percentage of men who get into the qualifications and the professions, but it's going to be a lot more women. And certainly going forward, there will be very many more women in business and in law and in medicine and in all of those places than men. So I don't know where she got this idea, but I think it's also just one of those things that when you say it, you get a lot of applause.
Yes.
So maybe that's why she said it. Just, you know, throwing it out there.
Well, that's why most people say anything, really, for the applause.
Very bad news, I'm afraid, Ben. Theresa May has engaged in some more dance floor diplomacy. So. Yes.
She's getting worse as she goes higher up the continent.
That's right. She decided to dance in Nairobi with a group of scouts. I mean, this is just such bad advice. I wish someone would sit her down and say, listen, Theresa, we really like you. We know you've escaped the Brexit from because you're sick and tired of dealing with Brexit. But sweet Jesus, she was putting her hands up in the air like she's casting a spell, really.
Well, she's got
There's no other way to put it.
She's got confidence now. If you match those dance moves to the ones that she had in Cape Town. In Cape Town, she was finding her feet.
Yes.
But, I mean, now it's her birthday, basically. She's dropping it like it's hot.
Oh, it's...
I want to see her pull that at the House of Commons. She goes, right, I'm back from Africa, and she's doing that.
I just want you to... you can look this up anywhere on the internet. I wish I could... This is where I want to show you visual stuff, but it's almost creepy. It's like she's casting a spell. It's a witch's spell.
Well, it'd be funny to see someone put a remix to that. I should put some music to the dance
moves. I'm sure someone is already working on it. You know, it doesn't take long. There are a lot of very, very creative, interesting people around the world who have a great way of figuring out, you know, how to make new and exciting content. I see lots more going on with the state capture inquiry, and there are people saying they were vilified and harassed at Eskom for being whistleblowers. So we'll get into some of those stories a little bit later on, no doubt. But Solim Simanga, I'm amazed.
Yeah,
this
what's
guy,
the story with this?
Well, you know, he stays as mayor of Tshwane. But the reality is, like, this guy is having a tough time because the ANC and the EFF are just hell-bent on getting him out. They're not interested in fixing Tshwane. They're not interested in getting the expenditure under control, which is all that Solly's been doing, by the way. He's been trying to get the finances in order. And he largely has succeeded.
Yeah.
So now that the finances are in order, the EFF and the ANC want to take over again so they can fuck up the finances, by the looks of things. He says, to his credit, but I think he's an idiot for doing this, we need to work with the EFF. No. They don't want to work. That's the whole point. They want you to work for them.
Yeah. I mean, they're showing their cards over and over, but they're doing it in a shameless sense. I mean, they're just a bunch of parasites, really. They just want this whole state capture, the expropriation of that conversation.
Yes.
That's only so that Floyd and Julius can have houses.
They don't care
about anybody.
They're not interested in poor people. They don't care about those. Please, they bus people around when they need them for a rally and then they drop them back off at their shack. They don't care.
Exactly. So now they want to get, as you say, Gareth, now that Pretoria can be fleeced again, they want Solly out. And then what's going to happen? They might get another coalition down the line. These guys are just absolute shit stirrers.
And Solly has got to realize they will do anything they can, the EFF and the ANC and Tshwane, they will do anything they can to get him out. It's not about... Solly, you can't be friends with these people. They are not your friends. Donald Trump has vowed to fight censorship of conservatives by social media firms. You know, there's a lot of talk on the internet about social media companies that are controlling what we can and cannot see. Mm-hmm. Facebook and Twitter and
Instagram.
Facebook
is great at that.
You know, so what they do is they tend to silence conservative voices and they tend to promote ideas from the left. That's just what they've done. And it's backfired horribly on people like Zuckerberg because he's obviously ended up helping the Trump campaign in that election because the Russians trolled him. They were smarter than he was about his own platform. And we know what happened there. Now, Donald Trump's president of the United States, well, he says he is... standing up for free speech rights, and he's warned that large social media companies could not be allowed to control what we can and cannot see. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants, I made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results, Trump said. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices, he added, noting that it can go the other way someday too. Oh, it could go the other way someday too. You see, that's what nobody says, but that's the truth. You start censoring this side, it won't be long before you're censoring your side.
Yeah.
And here's something to make you smile. We talk about reconciliation a lot on this show. Caitlin and Kris Jenner are keeping it cordial for their daughter's sake. Caitlin previously admitted she finds it tough maintaining a relationship with her children. That's Bert, Casey, Brandon, Brody, and Kendall, and Kylie. What a lot of kids, by the way. Kris and Caitlyn Jenner say they stay cordial for the sake of the kids. They have had a difficult split. Of course, Caitlyn was known as Bruce Jenner before undergoing a gender transition, but the pair remain civil for the kids.
Do you reckon they get into an argument and Kris, on purpose but by mistake, goes, oh, damn it, Bruce. Sorry, Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm. A source told People magazine.
Well, that's got to be legit.
Yeah, Kris and Caitlin interact when they have to for the kids. It's important for Kylie and Kendall. They can be cordial, but like most exes, they're never going to be best friends. Can you imagine how disturbed those two girls are going to be? I mean, they're hot, right? Well, the one is hot. What is it? Kylie. Is it Kendall? I don't know which. Like, if they were both sitting in front of me, I wouldn't know how to pick them apart. But
well, the one's kind of a
good-looking girl.
Yeah,
well, I don't. They're good-looking girls. They've made some money. They've got some product out there, but they must be psychologically. It must be a like. It must be just explosive in their heads. because they've got this mom who's this serious, like, power momager. And then they've got this dad who's now a woman, and he's like, I just find the whole thing very, very weird. They can be cordial, but they're never going to be best friends, according to this insider at People magazine. They're still frosty. There are too many hurt feelings between Chris and Caitlin and the older girls. It wasn't a happy, laughing interaction because Chris and Caitlin don't really like each other. This is a moment where we're coming together for the kids, and apparently it was very brief. They just recently had a family thing. Meanwhile, Caitlin previously admitted she finds it tough. She said, I spent a lot of time here in the house. I have a lot of children. But sometimes, just because of circumstances, maintaining a close relationship with your kid is very tough. They all have lives. They've all moved on. We're just human beings. We're going to be here for a very short time. We come and we go. At the end, it's all, hopefully, your family that's going to be there. So there we go. Those are the five things you need to know today. Bitcoin trading at 6,983, having dropped below 7,000 again. And Ethereum at $280. All the hodlers, the people who are holding on for dear life, busy wondering if they're doing the right thing right now. I don't have the answer. Don't look at me. But I suppose if you're in this deep, it's like a sunken cost thing, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You kind of have to hang around because you're not going to get that money out any other way. And if you're looking at it now and you bought in, let's say, October, November last year, you probably... as miserable as hell, because you got all excited and it went to 20,000 and now it's hovering around 7,000. It's not exactly the best situation. So let's hope that gets better too. All right, Ben, over to you. What's going on in the sport?
Champions League draw is out. The South African athletes dazzle in the Diamond League, and it's a big weekend of football elsewhere. Champions League is the biggest thing in all of football, and there's no disputing that. I know the World Cup's the biggest event, but the Champions League is what everybody gets excited about year on, year out. So there are groups A to H. Let me run you through them quickly so you know what you're talking about if someone says, hey, did you see the Champions draw last night? And you didn't. Atletico Madrid, they got
no
Borussia Dortmund.
No one's ever said that to me. maybe they know their customer.
You've got to hang around different people, Gareth. Atletico Madrid, they'll take on Borussia Dortmund, Monaco, and Club Brugge. That's group A. Barcelona have Tottenham, PSV Eindhoven, and Inter Milan. Strong group there. Group C, Paris Saint-Germain, Napoli, Liverpool, Red Star Belgrade. Also another very strong group there. Group D, Lokomotiv Moscow, Porto, Schalke, and Galatasaray. Easy group there. I don't know how those Russians rigged that one.
Yeah.
Group E, Bayern Munich, Benfica, Ajax, AEK Athens. Good draw for Bayern Munich there. Group F, Man City. Is it Man City's year? Can they finally get this done? They'll have Shakhtar Donetsk, Lyon, and Hoffenheim. Group G has Real Madrid, Roma, CSK Moscow, and Victoria Plzen. No idea who she is.
Sounds like a sneeze.
It's amazing that one woman can take on the likes of Real Madrid and Roma and CSK Moscow, but let's see how that goes before we make a judgment. And Group H, Juventus, Man United, Valencia, and the Young Boys. Suddenly the Vatican is very excited about the Champions League. Easy one there for Juventus, because Man United, they are going to be dog shit this year, I think. And Valencia, well, they'll be competitive. As for the Young Boys, who knows what they're going to produce or who's going to be holding them down in that group. You got to think Man City, it's got to be the year. Real Madrid can't be as strong as they have been for so long now. There's obviously going to be a shift in power here. I think this is a bloody exciting Champions League. Paris Saint-Germain, they've held on to Neymar. They've still got Mbappe. They've still got good stars there. Maybe they can get it together. They'll have a new coach, of course, because the one that was there went to Arsenal, who aren't in the Champions League. Again, that's because they're not going to be for the future. They're the midweek team from here on in. And then, Juventus. They've started okay in the Serie A, but they're always going to win the Serie A. So can they translate that? Can Ronaldo start scoring? I'm excited. Match day 1, 18 to 19 September. Match day 2... 2nd to 3rd October, match day 3, 23rd, 24th October, blah, 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 blah. For the rest of the year, from September, mid-September, we'll have the Champions League. The Champions. You know that song.
Yes, it's a terrible song. You like it?
No. It's not one of the things I really flock towards, Gareth. No. I didn't mention the headlines, but big cricket stuff yesterday. India, they bowled bloody well against the English at Southampton. That top order, again, once Root goes, they'll look around like, oh, who's going to get the runs now? Like little soft-faced little... poms that they are. 246 all out. Malcolm in the middle, Curran. He managed to get some runs, which was very, very useful. I mean, if it wasn't for his 70-something, they would have... Oh, they'd be screwed. India, strong. 19 for 0, close of play. So they'll resume day two. 227 runs behind, but all important 10 wickets, including Kohli's wicket, which is worth 4. All of them in hand. Very exciting. Big weekend for Premier League action, of course, because everyone's playing. Leicester versus Liverpool, first up on Saturday, tomorrow, 1st of September, Saturday, 1:30. There you go. So as the weather gets better for us down here south, you'll see it becoming horrible up there in the north. Those 2 weeks that they get to wear shirt sleeves to a match, well, it's almost over now. Crystal Palace take on Southampton at 4 o'clock. Everton versus Huddersfield Town. What a game that's not going to be. West Ham versus Wolves. Chelsea versus AFC Bournemouth. Then we've got Brighton versus Fulham and Man City versus Newcastle. That's going to be a goodie. And then Sunday, we've got Cardiff hosting Arsenal. Watford versus Tottenham. And then Burnley. Can they be the extra fly in Jose Mourinho's ointment, which is already pretty murky at the moment? Burnley will be hosting Man United at 5 o'clock. There's no PSL action this weekend because we've got the second legs of the MTN 8. So Kaiser Chiefs Super United last weekend had a thrilling 2-2 draw. Return leg, this is it. That's what it comes down to. Will it go to penalties? Probably. Always does with Chiefs. And then the other match, we've got Sundowns versus Cape Town City. Cape Town City are away for this one, but they do have the one goal advantage. Very, very good. In the Diamond League last night. Now, you know, Manyonga and Samai, these are our long jump just legends. Whenever it comes down to the event, they're first or second. It's either way. Manyonga, of course, is the world champion, and again, he won last night. So this guy, I mean, he's making big money, huh? It's big, big money. Speaking of big money, Costa Semenya got another $50,000 US, that is.
Not, oh, nice. Yeah, okay. Well, that's decent.
Proper currency. Because she just stormed, she blew everyone away in the 800 meters.
Huh.
Superstar, 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 all of them. So that's the Diamond League. And then, well, there's a lot of golf to look forward to this weekend. If you like the Sunshine Tour, they're currently slogging out in Selborne. And thankfully, no one dug up the greens this week. So that's progress. Progress for the Sunshine Tour at the moment in South Africa. And then the European Tour. Now, it's hugely exciting this because we are getting to the point of Ryder Cup selections. So there's certain players that either need to win or finish in the top six to become automatic qualifiers. Because how it works is when it comes down to the captain's picks, the captain's going to go with traditional strong players. They're not going to go, well, the guy's had a decent season, he'll be my captain's pick. So a lot of the guys have to either win, finish second, or some guys got to finish eighth, not seventh. So a huge amount of permutations at the Made in Denmark Championship, which is held on the European Tour. So currently Jonathan Thompson's 8 under, but he'll fall away and isn't really in the mix. So that's the last time you hear his name for the weekend. But Underbear, Ollison,
Thunderbear,
Eddie Pepperell, Matt Fitzpatrick, these are all guys who need really big weeks, and they're all in the mix. And of course, on the USPGA Tour, it's the second leg of the FedEx Cup. So the Dell Technologies Championship takes place from today, because this is the one where the Monday public holiday happens. So first round will only be as of today.
Thunderbear, that's the greatest name ever.
Playing in Denmark.
I mean, shit, I love
it's got to come together for him, it really does.
Thunderbear.
Otherwise, the US Open, the favourites are starting to kind of find some form. It's all swelteringly hot. But thankfully today, there's been no sexist behaviour from any of the match officials. Oh. So that is a positive, Gareth. And with that is your sport for your Friday. Of course, there is Currie Cup action if you are looking for rugby, because the Rugby Championship does have a break this week.
Yes.
But Currie Cup, I mean, what is it? It's like the T20 of rugby, really. There's no defence. People just run in tries left, right and centre. If that's your thing, well then tonight, the Pumas versus Western Province. Tomorrow, the Cheetahs versus the Sharks. And then the Bulls versus the Lions. That'll be your big highlight tomorrow at 4:05.
Fantastic. All right, we've got quite a lot to get to this morning. We've got our special Experience Friday, which today consists of learning about coffee and getting the best in the coffee business around. Talk to us about it. You know what you can do if you want to participate. You can call us on 0861-555-189. If you would like to message us on the WhatsApp line, 0797482090. Some people still using Telegram, or started using Telegram. Apparently, people can hack into WhatsApp very easily. Yeah, this is what I'm hearing, is that people are able to pull that information off of WhatsApp, because apparently the networks have something to do with it. But we maybe need to get a security specialist in here one morning.
Yeah.
Just to explain how it all works, because I think a lot of people are nervous that, you know, your conversations, your private discussions, the stuff that you're sharing, that other people have eyes and ears on that.
Well, we all know that WhatsApp groups are probably the dirtiest places of the internet.
Absolutely, they are. WhatsApp groups, let alone private conversations. So I'm curious to know what the rules there are, what people are getting up to in terms of spying on each other. Because I think it has a, you know, an effect on all of us. None of us really know whether or not we're being listened to, and that's why it doesn't help to be a dishonest person. You know, if you're online, you've got to realize that at some point, in some way, someone's going to find out what you really think. Whether you reveal it yourself or whether it's just revealed for you. So don't be a douchebag. Try to be the same person you are on social media as you are in real life. You remember that clip I played you the other day, Bill Maher saying that we have an avatar.
Yep.
Who we try to put up as this virtuous, never does anything evil, baby kissing, promises the world to everybody, says inspirational things kind of person. And then behind the scenes, you're just a selfish, jealous, bitter, angry douchebag. Well, you have to decide which one you really are. Because if the two aren't the same, if they aren't congruent, you're going to be caught out. Everybody gets caught out eventually. You remember when... What was it? I thought of a great example the other day. You know when David Hasselhoff's kids recorded him and they put that video of him...
He was so drunk.
Right, drunk on the internet. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought David Hasselhoff was this really nice guy and they saw him and it was all embarrassing. Or when Mel Gibson, who's this massive TV star, then someone recorded him, it was his ex-wife, I think, screaming and shouting and calling, saying she'd be raped by baboons and all kinds of horrible things. I mean, people are horrible behind closed doors. That's gonna come out. You don't have to be a Hollywood star for that to... Who was it? Was Bruce Willis? No, it wasn't him. Someone who was so mean to their daughter. Oh, you know, it was Alec Baldwin. Remember he shouted at his daughter on the phone? She was recording him. Not Rumor Willis.
Sunbeam? Moon Unit.
One of those funny names.
Tinfoil.
It's Alec Baldwin's daughter, whatever her name is. And she was the one who recorded him, and he was being all abusive with her and everything. It's going to get out eventually. So rather just be the same person you are in real life, online, and online in real life. You know?
It's a very good point that, Gareth. So I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with Doug Stanhope, and they were talking about Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
And they said, like, okay, obviously her career is now kind of finished because she made that racist remark about someone, and... Doug Stanhope was saying, why did you just have that one tweet? Why did you just tweet a whole series of crazy? Just be yourself for a long period, because nobody would have actually even then focused on that tweet. They would have had too much to focus on.
Yeah.
And then they would have just realized that you're just crazy, because that you basically are.
You know, Doug Stanhope is this... I had the pleasure of meeting him, which is one of the highlights of my life. I know a lot of people don't think Doug Stanhope's in the top 10 comedians. He's probably not even in the top 50, but I've loved the guy for a long time. I started listening to him years and years ago, and I've probably heard all of his stand-up that he's published. And I got to see him live in Austin. And I met him afterwards, and we had a chat, and he had a cigarette, and he drank way too much, which is all I, you know, expected that. Doug Stanhope is a totally authentic human being. He doesn't have a filter. He is exactly the same online as he is off. He has this strange girl called Bingo in his life. Bingo is weird. She's like high on drugs most of the time. And they live in this little town called Bisbee in Arizona, which is
5,000 people.
It's a real shithole. I mean, there's nothing there. And he has parties where he just opens up his house and everyone in the town is allowed to come. And then they all just drink and, you know, he'll do some stand-up. They'll watch some football. It's just insane.
He's got the strange...
What a life.
He's got the strange little compounds. He's got the house, then he's got the bar house, and then he's got like the guest house.
Yeah, right. He's bought up a whole bunch of houses and he uses them for different purposes. So he does have a little bit of privacy. But the guy is, you know, he's got this open life, basically.
Speaking of open, this Aretha Franklin
casket. Why did they have an open casket for Cicery? Why did they do that?
You should see the heels that she's been sporting. She's had about 10 different outfits.
It's pretty unbelievable. That means someone's got to dress up that corpse every time.
Every time.
It's a lot of work, man. Are they putting her in the ground today or something? What's the deal? I think it's today. It's either today or tomorrow they're gonna put Cisri in the ground.
I mean, look, as a performer, you don't mind giving encores because your audience appreciates you.
Yeah.
You don't want to encore your casket, which is...
I appreciate that Aretha is dressing up every day in a different outfit.
Every day, Gareth.
It's great. I mean, that's a real diva. Huh? What a thing to do. So fans camped out to say goodbye to her, and they're apparently going to bury her. I think it's either today or tomorrow. But here's the news story, just to let you in on what's going on.
Is this said by Ben and Gareth today?
Yeah, there's no said by... You're wondering where CA is? He had to take his pregnant sister. She's got some pains, so he took her to the hospital. And he's not going to make the show today. But here's the story, said by Gareth and said by Ben. Looking out 76 years old.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I used to feel... She was born in Memphis, Tennessee, 42, career... Began in her teens. She became one of the most powerful, iconic voices of the 20th century. Female role model for everybody. Many hit songs, right? The champion of civil rights, she performed at the funeral of Martin Luther King and at the inauguration of President Barack Obama. She was performing as late as last year.
That's amazing.
2017, yeah.
But as she said, like, she did have this illness, but she was still getting it about. Mm.
Yeah, she had the cancer, and she did release a final album, A Brand New Me, in November of last year. I mean, that's incredible. But there she is. We did a proper tribute to her. If you want to go back in the podcast and hear what Randall Abrahams had to say about her, he, like so many of us, a big fan. But apparently they're going to bury her in a glittering gold coffin.
Yeah.
Once her loyal fans have paid their final respects, and she is lying in state and has been for the last week in Detroit's Charles H. Wright Museum of African-American History. Hundreds of music lovers apparently slept on the sidewalk overnight to ensure that they were among the last to say goodbye to a global star. People from all over the world who came to see Aretha off. It's quite something, huh? Her funeral is due for today, August 31st at 10 a.m., where her body will be entombed in a family gravesite. And those heels, red dress, very nice. What a way to say goodbye, you got to admit. All right, so we got some coffee in our Experience Fridays, which is what we're doing every Friday. There's something for you to see and hear, and we've put the video clips up on cliffcentral.com. Today we're going to find out all about coffee. You much of a coffee drinker, Ben?
From time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Certain times of day. I don't wake up with coffee because that's bad for you.
I've developed a little bit of a thing for coffee.
I find it just goes so well with food.
Yes.
I can't drink coffee just by it lonesome.
No. Coffee is, you've got to have, you can't do it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
If some people can. I can't do it. For me, it's a little bit difficult. All right, so Nolo's getting all of that ready. She's also recording stuff all over the studio. Hey, Nolo, how's your teeth? How are your teeth? She's got a wisdom tooth situation. Right, go to this one because that one's... I just don't know what's going on with that microphone.
I feel a lot much better now, but I'm still zombified from not sleeping because I couldn't sleep.
If you slept on one side, was it worse?
No, I couldn't sleep at all. The pain was just too much.
Ugh, I hate that. That's the worst. I mean, I woke up with this sore shoulder this morning. In fact, it was already sore yesterday. You know when you kind of get those shooting pains up your neck?
Oh, that's the worst.
And when you lift your arms, or even if you take a big deep breath, it just feels sore.
Yeah, especially at your age when something like that happens, you think, oh, shit.
Well, I could be dying.
It could be, Gareth.
It might just happen. We're going to keep an eye on that. All right, let's get on with it. We've got coffee coming up next. Experience Fridays, cliffcentral.com. I hope you're ready for an excellent day. Tomorrow is officially spring. Are you ready? Yes, spring, baby.
This is cliffcentral.com.